Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello, beautiful Sunday morning. It is good to be able to come to your home once again today to tell you the beautiful story of Something to Believe In. We've been telling this story since 86 here on this radio station, and the story never gets old. It's the oldest story in history, but Christ never gets old. We're coming right back to Christmas season. This is the 1st of December. It'll be Christmas before long, so I'm wishing you a merry, merry Christmas and a happy and a prosperous new year. Well, let's get right into our service today by doing this song here for you. Hope you enjoy this beautiful song. I'm gonna be doing something different today. I'm gonna go back in time, and I dug up some tapes I've had since 2008, I think. I mean, I'm sorry, but they go back as far as 2005 and 2004. And I'm going to be playing some of the music from them. So if they don't sound just exactly right to you, well, you just accept them anyhow. Will you do that? All right, let's get started with this song right here. I hope you enjoy this. This one says, "Heaven is real."
Beyond this life we know, whose beauty and splendor and its walls and its streets are pure gold. Though my eyes cannot see and my hands cannot touch it and feel, I plan to go there. For I know heaven is real. Yes, heaven is real. It's as real as the air we breathe. Heaven is real. The Bible says, and I a place that's prepared for the pure and the free. And how my heart thrills just to know heaven is real. Some say I can't go, and its streets and the city's not gold, and that my glorious mansion by is only a humble abode. Oh, I still want to go, for that's where my soul longs to be. For my Savior is there, and that makes it heaven for. Heaven is real. It's as real as the air I breathe. Heaven is real. For the Bible says, and I believe, there's a place that's prepared for.
All of you today. I want to remember Bobby and Alicia Coulter. My, how good they've been to help me on the broadcast. And let's not forget to pray for Martha. And we're going to go over for her Christmas dinner on the 16th of this month. and she's not doing too good. So you remember her in prayer. And we've got a lot of people on our prayer list. I ran into Ann and Carol Cole the other day, and they listened to broadcast, and I gave them some tapes. And I have tapes of the broadcast, and it's got music and preaching on it. And if you'd like to have some of those, if you'll write to me or drop me a card or a letter or give me a call, I'll be more than glad to get some on for you. Well, I want to go now and do this tape for you. I rented this tape the other day, and go to the tape and listen. And I like this one right here. When dust shall sing.
And declares that death shall be no more. The graves will burst asunder, and the dust, then it shall sing. Well, I stood beside the graveside of my loved one, like planting seed, to watch and wait for spring. When Christ returns with all his power and glory, he'll call for death to come to life, and dust when dust shall sing on resurrection morning, the saints arise and let their voices ring. Those that remain, they'll be changed in just a moment. Since Jesus died, his death it's lost in victory. If we're in Christ, the grave has lost its sting. You see, Christ conquered death, so he will conduct that great gigantic chorus. And when voice is raised and with a great shout of praise, then my friend dust, it will sing. When dust will sing on resurrection morning, the saints arise. Just a moment, we'll hear a shout and a trumpet sound, and dust will sing. We'll hear a shout, the saints will leave the ground, the trumpet it will sound, and dust will sing.
Dust will sing. That's a beautiful song. Listen.
Well, that was a real quick stop, wasn't it? Well, here's a real quick start, though. Like a ragged stranger, I stand at heaven's door. I had no money. I had no friends. Then I saw angels robed in white. Well, I knew I had saw these little faces somewhere before. Then I recognized that it was my two little boys. And there I stood in tears. Then my little boys called out to me, Daddy, won't you come on in? They said, we've waited oh so long, and now you're finally here. Why, Daddy, look. These streets, they're paved with gold. We've got a mansion. There it sits, Daddy, right over there. Say, Daddy, what's taking you so long? Aren't you glad to see us again? I sure wish you'd hurry. Come on in. Then the Lord looks at me, and there's that pity in his eyes. As he said, son, I've tried to talk to you for oh so many times, but you just wouldn't listen. And now you've lived your life of sin. Then I hear my little boys call out, "Hey, Daddy, won't you come on in?" I turned my face away from them, and I guess they must have just stood there and cried. Then the Lord, He puts His arms around my little boys and said, "Children, your daddy has lived a life of sin, and now for him it's too late. I'm sorry, but your daddy can't come in."
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that song. That's an old one. I'm playing an old tape here that I found picked out of the some of the tapes I have here. I want to remember Painter's Chapel today. We received two cards from them this week. We received one from Linus and Frank Heal, and they're good friends of ours there at the Painter's Chapel. And then also Painter's Chapel was Anita and Freddie, and how good it is to hear from them. So just want to let you know how we lift you and Martha up in our prayers and think of you both often. That's like putting gasoline on a fire, isn't it? And we pray one for another. We stand together, get it together we stand, but divided we fall. So I've got a lot of friends out there, and with your prayers, we're going to be successful. So let's go right back now and listen to some more of this tape, if you...
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. And was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret. Walk alone, you'll always feel at home. Wherever you may roam, there is no power that can conquer you. If God be on your side, take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He will do for you.
Sir, it is no secret what God can do. I want to remember Barry and Patty Harper, and let's remember Patty. She's having a terrible time. I will be at the Pillar of Truth this morning filling in for Barry, And you pray for Barry and pray for Patty. He's struggling along, too. And, well, there's a lot of tough times. We saw it on TV this week. It seemed like our country is torn apart and there's crime and violence on every hand. But if God be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. You see, this world is in a war with a religion. And a religion is nothing, but you can shake a cow's tail, but that don't make you a farmer. Well, you can have religion, but Christianity, that Christianity is Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and we can stand firm on that today. So I stand firm on that, and I thank you for your prayers and your financial support for helping me keep this ministry going. Well, let's go right back. Martha and I are going to do this song for you, and I hope you enjoy this one.
I would miss heaven for the world. This world is a wonderful place, but I'm not here to stay. I'm just a pilgrim passing through. But I'll keep traveling till the time that I make His home mine. The world can't keep this dream from coming true. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Someday when I get to my home, I'll stand before His throne. I'll join His children in a song. Sing about His amazing grace. How sweet to sing it to His face. Heaven is a place where I belong. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. A mansion waits for me inside those gates of pearl. I'd gladly trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'll trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I'll trade this world's glory for the one that's waiting for me. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. For the world.
Well, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Let me talk about visions and dreams, setting goals that will tell you where you want to go in life. You know, goals have got to be set. What is it that you really want to accomplish in life? And life is very important. Life is like a vapor that appears for just a little while and then it's gone. What are the goals that you want to see happen here in your life and in your church, in your home, in your family? Are you setting goals? Are you setting determinations? And where the Bible said, where there is no vision, the people perish. And a vision is a bridge from the past to the future. And Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth for those things that are ahead. And we need to forget a lot of things and not forget the old past. I mean, we need to find out the old past and walk therein. The Bible said, search for the old past. And a lot of people don't want to walk in the old past anymore. Seem like the mega churches are just intellectual preachers preaching intellectual sermons, and they're not working. People need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not saying just the mega churches are like that, but a lot of churches are just giving that watered down salvation, and they're not telling people about a heaven and hell. They just tell them, well, do the best you can. It's Sunday morning. You've come to church. You can pay your tithes. You can raise your hand, make a prayer request, or come around the altar and pray and go home and live like the devil the rest of the week. But that ain't going to work, my friend. It's you got to live it 7 days a week. And Paul said, forgetting those things behind and pressing toward those things that are ahead. Where are you going anyhow? Hey, have you ever met somebody going down the road and you ask them, say, hey, where are you going? I remember a story of a man said he pulls up on the porch of this gentleman. He's sitting on the porch and he said, hey, buddy, where does this road go? And the guy said, well, I've lived here a lot of years. He said, this road don't go nowhere. Oh, no, he said, I don't mean that. I mean, where will it take you when you get to the end of it? Well, the old fellow said, that all depends on where you want to go. And the guy said, well, any place will be all right. Well, he said, you can get on any road and end up any place. But the road to heaven is a straight and narrow road. And the Bible said the only way to get on that road is turn right and go straight ahead to get to heaven. So if we're going to set goals and we got to get across that bridge and go into the future, I don't know about you. I'm living in the present right now, but I could be living in the future before the day's over. God could call my number. I could go out to meet him before the sun comes up in the morning. It's the eyes of faith to see the invisible and make it visible. Faith things is not seen. The Bible said things of faith are not seen. It's the evidence of things unseen. And we can't see heaven, but I know it's real. I've never seen God, but I know he's real. Jesus Christ hung on a cross. I know that. I believe that. And the Bible said, the just shall live by faith in God. I don't walk by sight. I walk by faith. I live by faith. I know there's a God. I believe there's a God. I know my salvation is real because God gave it to me through Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit came after Jesus died and sealed it until the day of redemption. And faith things are not seen. We can't see it with the naked eye, but through faith we can see it. And a vision is a thing that makes huge things look small, and a smaller thing to become all that they can for God. Hey, I believe that we can have victory in Jesus. We're victory victims. How do you see yourself? I remember the children of Israel. They saw themselves as grasshoppers in the sight of their enemy. But listen, I got news for you this morning. No, I'm not a nobody going no place. I'm a somebody going someplace. I signed on with God a long time ago, and when the blood was applied to my life, I became a somebody. I was a nobody until God touched my life and the blood was placed upon my heart, and then I became a somebody. Don't go around saying, well, I'm just a nobody. You are a somebody. If you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a born-again child of God on your way to heaven, and the journey is getting sweeter every day. So lift up your head, child of God, and set a goal and set a determination. I'm going to make it to heaven because I got to see what heaven looks like. And the Bible says heaven is real. And this song says, I'll meet you in the morning.
I will meet you in the morning by the Rhine Riverside.
To go to heaven. You've got to make plans to go to heaven. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. There's no other name given whereby men can be saved except through and by the name of Jesus. We pray for those 14 families, Lord, who have faced death this week, and those 20-some people who was injured, Lord, there in that shooting. And we pray for the loss. We pray for those that are sick and afflicted. And Father, I touch the throne of God for them. And Father, I touch the throne of God for that soul that's lost and on their way to hell. I pray, God, that somehow or another you'll use this broadcast and use this minister. Touch me that I might touch somebody else, and I'll give you praise for it because I ask it in Jesus' name. Well, neighbor, I'll be at the Pillar of Truth this morning preaching. Service at 10 o'clock, Sunday school, 11 o'clock. Worship service. Don't forget Brother Barry. Brother and Sister Patty needs your prayers. Martha needs your prayers. I've got so many people I've got to go out of here. I'm doing the broadcast here on Thursday evening. I've got to go out of here tomorrow and pray for a lady who has cancer. So you pray for me that I might be able to touch her heart and say something that'll warm her spirit. Well, it's time to go get out of here. So goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again.